Oh, welcome back to Trot's Life. Dennis Howe joins us. Dennis, mate, how are you and whereabouts are you today?
Yeah, I'm well, Toby. Thanks for having me. We're at Wagga today, mate, at the moment.
Very good. Now, let's wind the clock back a little bit. In 1997, Russell Jack took a little filly named Macrandra up to the Bathurst Gold Tiara Carnival, and it feels like generations after generations, the same thing's been happening, and it's kind of a real coming back together this week, mate.
Yeah, she was a wonderful mare. We didn't own that mare at the time, Macrandra. But I certainly, through the association with the Jacks and here at Wagga and Robbie, you know, she had a lot of ability. It keeps bobbing up each generation where something goes to the Bathurst Carnival.
Yeah, when you say wonderful mare, we're talking 18 foals, 17 starters and 16 winners. And mares like Sahara Miss that have bred on, and there's a lot of horses that go back to it. So when did you acquire Macrandra?
Yeah, we saw her in back, I'm not sure what year it was, mate.
Oh nine, maybe.
Somewhere there. She was in a sale at Osco sale. Used to have a yearling sale, and there were some brood mares after the sale. And I sort of looked through them on the way home from the sale. We weren't interested in brood mare at the time, and I spotted her. I thought, gee, that would have been a nice mare. She was in foal Troublemaker. Sort of always wanted a troublemaker.
Yeah.
Because I thought he was a good broodmare. So anyway, I saw she got sold in the sale or something. I can't remember. Anyway, she came up for sale not long after that. So we made an offer and we bought her in foal to Troublemaker. Yeah.
I understand why you're struggling. This is all a distant memory now.
Yes, it is. It is. And she was the result in foal, which was wonderful because we bought the mare hoping to get a filly by Troublemaker.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, it was a pretty good night when I lifted that tail and she had the foal and I saw I had a filly. I was pretty happy. I really was.
Yeah, wow. And what a good filly she was. 24 starts, 10 wins, and she won a Gold Tiara.
Yeah, she won two group ones as a two-year-old. She won the Gold Tiara and then she backed it up with the Vic Bred. She was a quality filly. Probably as a three-year-old, we didn't see the best of her. She sort of had a few problems, and then we retired her stud. But, yeah, she was a really tough filly that had high speed. Yeah, she was.
And you brought her base, or you wanted her to breed from. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, sort of wanted that Troublemaker line, and that's why we bought Macrandra to get the filly. And she's done a magnificent job, like distant memory. She's done a really good job. She's had Delightful Angel, won 170-odd and something better. He's won like 190-odd in the States now. How's the Memory, won 150-odd, Beach Memory. She's done a brilliant job. But now we're sort of breeding out of How's the Memory, or we did with this filly. And you know, we're just keeping the line, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fantastic family, and you haven't got them up in front of you, but you must remember them pretty well because you're right on the money with all those numbers.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Look, she's a pretty special filly, distant memory. She sort of, she really just put our foot in the map with breeding, and that was sort of what we got her for. We had a few mares at that stage, but she certainly just, you know, through having a good horse, the contacts you make when you're racing in them good races, you sort of grow from there, and sort of she's enabled us to be what we are now, where I think we've got 14 mares in foal this year.
I love the circle that our special memories back with the Jacks, and she goes up to the Gold Tiara in third at Wagga against the boys. What's the reports back? Is she a real serious chance of taking it out, or...?
No, they're not a real serious chance. She had their, she's a nice filly. She did everything right at Wagga. Nathan just said, and that was part of the reason she went to Nathan. That filly was with Bill Trembarth at Leeton, who normally trains us for us. But he just said that he thought she needed to be in a bigger stable, working with horses all the time. So through the association with the Jacks, with Macrandra, and old Robbie had come out here and checked Macrandra a couple of times. We just thought, righto, we'll send her down there to Russell and Nathan. Nathan's a great driver, so there's not many better drivers than Nathan. So that's why she went there. But she's drawn well tonight. You know, we're hoping with a bit of luck she might make it through to the final, mate. But sort of being a better delight, you would expect she may get better through you know, the year and into a three-year-old season, I would have thought.
You're away and going anyway. Now, do you watch many Mount Gambier Gold Cups across the journey?
No, but I watched one last week.
What a big thrill for Becky. She's always wanted to win the race. Mark Phillips goes back to back, and you bred Heasel Rock.
I don't personally know Beck. I have talked to her a bit. We build relationships with people after they buy horses at the sale. She wasn't there that day. Someone put her on her behalf, and I think he's been a bit of a headache to him. He always had a bit of ability, but they've done a good job in taking their time with him, and it's really good because we've got a Heasel Rock's actually got a half sister by Art Major going around in one of the Tiara heats tonight, which
Our Ultimate Jesse,
yeah, and then we've got a full sister hour on with Jesse in the Nutrien sale in Melbourne coming up. So that's good that they're all current. You know, it's helping us.
And you've got two in the Nutrien sale at Melbourne. There's a Rock and Roll Heaven, which is a Larrakia Lady line, I believe.
Yeah, that's a pretty good family. we were a bit unlucky actually. We bought that mare off. Of Pretty Gleason, and then we got that foal out, and he was only about 6 weeks old, and she got colic, so we lost her. But anyway, we've got this bloke, and he's a lovely colt. He's a real Rock and Roll Heaven, and it's a super family. If you look at the family, it's the family you want to be in. That's why we bought the mare. But anyway, he's going to Nutrien in Melbourne, and he's a nice horse. Yeah, he really is.
You had seven in Sydney and two in Melbourne. Why do you? What's the split up? Why do you split them up like that?
We had seven in Sydney, two in Melbourne, and we've got two in Bathurst this weekend as well.
Yep.
We cut our teeth at Bathurst years ago, so we love going to Bathurst. It's a special place for us, obviously, because we won the Tiara up there. Normally just split them up where they're best suited, you know, where your families are exposed. The dam has produced something in Melbourne, you know, you'd probably more send them that way or likewise in Sydney. And you know, we can't do any more than 6 or 7 to 1 sales. It's a pretty big job for us. So we split them up, but we like to spread them around a bit. We've got good contacts. We've sold horses to in Melbourne and Sydney, and Bathurst is a wonderful place to sell horses to, so we're heading up there this weekend with a couple, which are both nice horses, so it's all good.
Yeah, Lot 53 is a colt by Always Be Mickey at Equus Franco.
Yep. Yeah, he's a lovely big colt. He's a big, strong fella. The mare's probably a little bit old now, but she's certainly done a job. She's got Flam and Em's won 980 and Glenbury Bronny won 450, you know. He's a bit of... Bit of bad luck on the way through too. A few of hers should have had a few problems that didn't really show their potential. And the other one, which the kids have got, Matt, Jess and Emily, the Fear of the Dragon out of Change the Talk.
Yeah.
She's only had the one horse for one nice winner in Queensland. So that's a good New Zealand family. So she's a lovely, big, strong filly, big athletic filly. So, yeah. So we're looking forward to going up to Bathurst this weekend, yeah, or more so maybe tonight to slip up and watch our filly go around for a change.
You heading up tonight or?
We are, yeah. Good. Yeah, we're going to drive up. Well, I just think the trainer and the drivers and all that, they take the time to take the horse up there for you. So I think you've got to show them the respect to go and watch your horse go around. So we'll slip up. It's about 3.5 hours that we're going to head off shortly and go up and watch you go around.
Will you stay up for Friday night? There was something of... you bred Smaltese as well, didn't you, in Friday night?
Yeah. No, we're coming back. We're with the Melbourne horses.
Yeah.
Really in the boxes. We've got to come back and we'll look after them and we'll slip up on Saturday morning and get rid of the horses on Sunday and then come back and then hopefully go... We're going back for Easter. We've decided this year we're spending Easter in Bathurst, so we're going back up for the final night. Whether we've got anything in it or not, mate, we'll just have a good night.
It might be name distant memory, but I'm sure that feeling of winning the Gold Tiara is still pretty familiar to you.
Oh, it's like yesterday.
Yeah.
We often say you just love to bottle the atmosphere of when you win a nice race like that, you know, in the old showgrounds where there was a heap of atmosphere, you know, they used to jam in there and it was great atmosphere, and, you know, it'd be great just to, someone said, just open the bottle and have a little sniff of that every now and again. Yeah. But it is a wonderful feeling, and I don't begrudge anyone who wins a nice race and enjoys it, because everyone deserves it.
Yeah, too right. Dennis, a bit of a wide-ranging chat, mate, but I think we've covered everything off. What do you reckon?
I think so, mate. I think so. Now it's up to the horses, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, best of luck tonight and through the series and with the sales at down here in Melbourne and at Bathurst on the weekend.
Right, no worries, Toby. Thanks for the call, mate.
No worries. There's Dennis Howe in Wagga today. And, yeah, plenty to chat about with Dennis. And he's all rock. Hopefully we see him come to Melbourne soon. Beck does listen sometimes. I wouldn't mind seeing how he goes and measures up in Melbourne over the coming weeks and months. She has got operative line in on Saturday night at Melton.